I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. If you're just joining us, we're talking about fatherhood with James Cunningham. He directs the Georgia Avenue Rock Creek East Family Support Collaborative in Washington, D.C., and Michael Rogers, a father and lawyer from Indianapolis. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, James, we have been talking about this issue of fatherhood in the context of the African-American community. Do you think it's really a profoundly different issue for black families than for, say, white families, or are there a lot of similarities?
Well, I think that all families, regardless of whom they may be, suffer different kinds of problems and have different kinds of issues. By virtue of the way they think, by virtue of the way they behave, you know, just all kinds of variables there. So, yes, I do. I think that that our problems are a little different than say, a white family.
What's the number one thing that you do in your program that you think breaks through to people who might come in with an attitude?
Well, you know, I think that our program spells out in a way that spells out in a way that's really simple for them about the impact that they have on their children when they are not there. And I think when they see that, when they understand that, I think the guys begin to, you know, try to resolve within themselves that conflict and say, hey, you know, I really need to return. I don't know how. Can you help me, you know, in terms of my approaches and what I need to do? And that's what we do. We go ahead and we begin to help them. We begin to share with them information and show them how to get back to their children. And we are finding that a number of fathers are returning and a number of fathers are making contact with their children. As I said earlier, we don't believe, and based upon what we've noticed, you know, fathers do want to be with their children.
Michael, just on a practical level, you are at the start of your fathering career, if I can call it that. Did you discuss with your wife in advance, okay, well, we're going to raise our daughter this way, we're going to do this? Do you feel like you spent a lot of time ironing things out in advance, or are you looking forward to figuring things out on the fly?
I think that the big things we did iron out. I think that one thing that we do have, we have our family values, and we have them on our little bulletin board that keeps track of our days, and we have a very busy schedule. And we keep track of that, and we have our bulletin board and our family values, and we say that everything that we do and teach our daughter are going to come back to those family values and our family theme verse. We have a Bible verse that's our family theme verse, and we say, are we operating within this context and our framework? And those are the things that we talked about. A lot of things we know that we're going to have to deal with on the fly. I have no idea what the world's going to look like 10 years from now when she's about to hit the teenage years, or what even it's going to be like when she's a teenager or facing college. But I think that we can lay a foundation. You know, I believe that if you can train up a child in the ways when they're young, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have difficulties, but it does mean when they get older that they'll have the abilities to face those things. So we talked about the issues of what kind of things, whether or not you're going to spank or not going to spank, when are you going to do that, when you're not going to do that. You know, if I had my way, she's never going to leave the house until she's 30, but my wife clearly letting me know that I should not build a moat and buy large dogs and that she's going to explore the world. And when I look into her eyes, I know there's so much possibility. And so the best thing I can do is, and what we try to do is make sure she has the tools to fully maximize the possibilities that we know that's within her, even at this young age.
What verse is it that you go to for inspiration?
Our verse for our family verse is Isaiah 30:21. It's, whether you go to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And we believe in God's word in our house. And if you got to hear that voice, and you have to hear the voice of God and saying, this is how we're going to walk. Are we walking in the ways that he's telling us to go? And that's what we try to do when we live our lives, is are we following the path that gives him honor in what we're doing? And that's what we can give her. We don't care what she becomes, as long as she's working hard and she's doing the right thing and is a good person. We'll count ourselves blessed that we've raised a good child and did the best we can.
James, if someone's compass is off, whether it's because of the way they were raised or choices they've made in their life, how hard is it to reset someone's compass so that they are following a path that brings them into line with their family?
Well, in our experience, I mean, we've found, you know, the guys that are extremely resistant, you know, to what we talk about or what we try to share with them, and you know, that's because, you know, they may be way out there, they may be just way out there, and so sometimes it's difficult and sometimes it's not. But what we try to do is we try to make sure that we stay with a guy. In other words, if a guy goes out and he's with us, and then he decides that he wants to leave what we're doing and what we're sharing with him, and he wants to go another way, then if he comes back to us, we're still going to embrace him, because we think it's important, extremely important, that fathers be involved in the lives of their children. And so if he comes back, if he leaves and he comes back, then we're going to embrace him again, because we're going to try to do everything that we possibly can do to get him back in touch and in the life of his children.
Well, James, Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Michael Rogers, a father and lawyer from Indianapolis, and James Cunningham, who directs the Georgia Avenue Rock Creek East Family Support Collaborative. He joined us from our NPR headquarters.